Out of the Storm, Beacons of Hope, a novella, written by Jody Headland, narrated by Becky Dowdy. Chapter 1, Presque Isle Lighthouse, Michigan, October 1854.
Everyone's dead.
Isabel Thornton shuddered at her father's words. Face down in the cold water near her feet, a sailor bobbed up and down in the never-ending waves of Lake Huron that had pushed him to the rocky shore. Carefully, her father flipped over the body to reveal a translucent face and blue lips. The man's unseeing eyes stared up at the dark gray clouds covering the early morning sky, a reminder of the passing storm's fury. Isabel swallowed the revulsion rising in her throat. Flotsam littered the beach around them, the remains of a steamer that had been ripped apart by the thrashing squall. Her father had warned her against coming outside, but she'd wanted to help, hoping and praying there would be survivors she could comfort.
"Go back inside, Isabel," came her father's gentle reprimand. "There's nothing here for you to do."
He hauled the waterlogged sailor out of the foamy water and into the rusty-colored seagrass. Her father's broad shoulders slumped, and his old captain's coat stretched at the seams. Underneath the brim of his cap, his eyes radiated sadness and frustration.
"I don't want you seeing this," he said.
His British accent came out stronger whenever he was distressed.
"Besides, you'll catch a chill."
Isabel hugged her mittened hands against her heavy wool coat. It was too early for the winter gale that had swept through last night, but she'd lived on the Great Lakes.